The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the glass. So one thing we haven't addressed this morning, and we will now, is the news of the transfer of Osmond Savage, freshman linebacker in the transfer portal. And got some questions, man. How does this happen before his first game? You know, what's going on? I got a lot of those questions. And, you know, I think number one, this will not be, you will not see, news like this, situations like this is, being anomalies. I mean, they will be common. In this age of the transfer portal and it becoming easier to see the field, once you transfer. That is what's on the horizon when this rule passes eventually that eliminates the year in residence requirement for first time transfers. That's the stipulation in the rule that's before the NCAA now, the one that their ruling or ratifying was postponed back in the spring due to the pandemic. But that rule, everyone expects that rule to pass. And when it does, I mean, transferring will seem a lot like free agency. I mean, that's so brace yourself for it and get used to hearing about guys transferring before their freshman year. Potentially even starts. In this particular instance, I think it's a matter of understanding on both sides. And this is my opinion. Understanding on both sides is just not a good fit. When you understand, when there's a kind of a mutual understanding that it's not the best fit, then there's really no reason to wait. Really no reason to delay and, give it more time when it's that obvious that, hey, probably would be better to find an opportunity elsewhere. And I think that was the situation here. So it's, I don't think it's a sign of anything untoward as far as the program is concerned. I think it's more, like I said, wasn't the best fit. The transfer portal makes it easy for him to get started on the process of finding a place that is a better one. That's kind of where it lies. When we talked about the linebacker position a few weeks ago, or when we talked about, not the linebacker position, but when we talked about Osmond Savage, is Ira, what day in the countdown was that? It's either you or Miz, I can't remember, but at the time, in anticipating this, I kind of, alluded to that, not necessarily someone you look to as far as the depth chart is concerned, and expect to hear from, anytime soon. You certainly are waiting to hear about whether, things will start to look different, but they obviously didn't. And now he's going to find another institution. So, where that would be, I don't know. I haven't reached out to anyone at St. Francis to kind of get a feel for the schools he's going to look at. I wouldn't be surprised if it's something closer to home. But again, you wish them well. You wish them well when they hit the portal and look for a place that they feel will serve their needs. And that's the case here. And I think I think an important takeaway is I think that it was a kind of a mutual kind of understanding that this is the best move.
Paging Mike Locksley.
That's where we are with that. Page Mike Locksley, huh? Yeah, I can see that. I can certainly see that happening. But then again, that's not based on any inside information at all.
Just geography, Sam. Purely geography.
Yeah, just geography. Yep, it makes sense. Makes sense for that to be the case. All right, so now, as we do every single week, 9 o'clock hour, we're going to bring on Craig Ross, the venerable one, as I call him. That's coming up on the other side here on the Michigan Insider. Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, Accumulus Station.